Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. To recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of August 16th, 2021, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI Pick of the Week. I'm going to go with Madden NFL 22 for all the major gaming systems. This is the biggest sports game franchise, and honestly, there is a reason why. All right, for TV pages, on Monday, ABC has The Bachelor in Paradise premiere and the finale of Celebrity Dating Game. For Tuesday, CW has Superman and Lois finale. A&E has Invisible Monsters, Serial Killers in America finale. And TLC has My Big Fat Fabulous Life and Welcome to Plathville premiere. For Wednesday, CBS has the premiere of House Calls with Dr. Phil, and A&E has I Survived a Serial Killer premiere. I'm sensing a trend. For Thursday, Fox has the finale of Beat Shazam, CW has the premiere of Coroner, A&E has Accused, Guilty, or Innocent premiere, and History has the finale of Alone. For Friday, CBS has the Greatest At-Home Videos premiere. For Saturday, Stand Up to Cancer is going to be on all of the major networks, but HBO has the premiere of Godzilla vs. Kong. And for Sunday, CW has the finale of Dead Pixels, AMC has The Walking Dead, their final season premiere, and The Talking Dead as well, TLC has You, Me, and My Ex finale, and HBO has NYC Epicenters 9/11 through 2021 and a half premiere, and the finale of 100 Foot Wave. For movies coming out this week, you have The Paw Patrol, the movie. This exciting new adaptation of a beloved children's TV series brings the heroic pups to the big screen to battle evil cats. There's The Protégé, two of the world's premier assassins who share a mysterious past from Vietnam. They travel the globe for years competing for high-profile contracts, but when Anna's mentor, Moody, is murdered, she and Rembrandt must form an uneasy alliance to return to Vietnam to track down his killer. You also have Reminiscence, which is in theaters and HBO Max. A scientist discovers a way to relive your past and uses the technology to search for his long-lost love. For DVDs coming out this week, you've got The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. For online services, Netflix, Untold, Deal with the Devil, Memories of a Murder, The Neeson Tapes, Sweet Girl, The Chair, The Loud House Movie. Hulu, you have 9 Perfect Strangers. Prime, you have Annette. Disney, there is Diary of the Future President, Season 2, and Growing Up Animal. For video games coming out this week, there is Road 96, Greek Memoirs of Azor, Humankind, Marvel's Avengers War for Wakanda, Compile, RIMS Racing, The Val, Shadows of the Crown, 12 Minutes, Aria of Spirits, Ghost of Tsushima Director's Cut, and like I said, Madden NFL 22. For GUI News, you've got new episodes of GUI Nights from the Mouths of Madness, Beautiful Disasters, Geek Fathers, Deeply Upsetting, and Smack My Pitch Up. For one more thing, James Gunn revealed Superman was initially the big bad for the film instead of Starro in a new interview. The latest episode of The Script Apart, a podcast that talks about writers, about the evolution of their scripts, the Suicide Squad director James Gunn mentions that there was a time that he thought the Suicide Squad should fight Superman, he says, but he continues that Starro was a much better choice. Quote from James Gunn, I thought it was a very interesting story. Then I came up with Starro. He's a character I love from the comics. He's a perfect comic book character because he's absolutely ludicrous, but he's also very scary in his own way. What he does is scary. He used to scare the crap out of me when I was a child, putting those face huggers on Superman and Batman. I thought he was one of the major, major DC villains that would probably never be put into another movie. And if they did, they would be some sort of Black Cloud version of Starro, not the giant walking starfish, a kaiju, with bright pink and cerulean blue. This is a ridiculously big, bad guy. Not only did Gunn think Starro was a better fit, but he talks about how the character of Superman is still feeling its way around the DCEU. At the time, there was a lot of questions like, who is Superman in the DCEU? Is this movie outside the DCEU? And I just didn't want to deal with it that much, Gunn said, and I wanted to just tell a good story. However, if you do want to see the Suicide Squad face off against the Big Blue Boy Scout, you can wait to about next year or so when Rocksteady Games releases Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. You can contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course all of these things happen. I'm from the future, so be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.